Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the season 5 premiere of Total Bellas. We are back talking about all the drama in this new season, but I am not alone. Joining me this season is two new faces. And with me, we have the beautiful Emily May, who covers a lot of NXT and a lot of wrestling.
Hey, everyone. I'm happy to be covering this season.
I am so excited to have you join this Total Divas, Total Bellas world. And with me, like always, he was our Total Diva of last season. And joining the Total Bellas crew, Mr. Ollie Drennan, or like I like to call him Ollie Dreamer. That's his diva name.
Yes. No relation to Tommy Dreamer. What's up, everyone? What's up, Bella Army? I'm excited to be despite quarantine. But, you know, we gotta represent the Bellas for sure.
Exactly. We're all getting through it and watching our favorite shows.
And if you don't remember me from last season, I am Leslie Colon, a total fan of the Bella Twins and part of that Bella Army. There was a lot that happened in this first episode, the premiere. They're giving us so much. So make sure to stay tuned for our topics, our special segment, and our news and gossip. Emily, what did you think overall of this first episode?
Oh my gosh. So it's been a while that I've watched Total Bellas. So I was so excited to like dive back in and just see these women totally kind of transforming, having a totally different journey than what we're used to seeing. And I thought it was such an emotional episode, and it's such a different episode to kick off a season like this. So I thought it was really fun. And I feel like they dove into kind of what the Bella Twins are kind of dealing with right now. So I thought it was really insightful.
Yeah, for sure. Ollie, what did you think of this first episode? Did you cry? Because I did.
Oh my gosh, no.
I did cry a little bit.
Right. It was emotional. I did not think the season premiere was going to be this emotional, especially with Daniel Bryan. It just makes me love Daniel Bryan even more than just to know that how in touch he is with his emotions. It's so sweet. It's so endearing. And he's such an amazing wrestler, obviously. So just to know that he's beautiful inside and out. And so Brie got her a good one with that man over there. But yeah, I love obviously catching up with the Bellas, Brie and Nikki, Daniel Bryan. Oh my gosh. But I'm really interested in kind of learning a little bit more about Artem, because he's such a mysterious figure. So, so he's like an enigma. He's a talented dancer, but I'm like, there's got to be more to there. Like, what is the secret mojo that he has that is like getting so, like Nikki's so in love with him, you can tell, and they're just in love with each other. So I just want to know more about their relationship.
Yeah, he's so quiet. Like, he says little, like, not a lot. He's just, but he has a presence on this episode. So yeah, I hear you there.
Yeah.
He's beautiful. Sure.
I know. Oh my goodness. Ollie, I know you love to watch the guys.
I mean, yes, I do, but I'm here for the divas, the women's wrestling. But exactly. You know, I like some eye candy here and there.
Well, overall, I definitely thought it was very refreshing to see a lot of new changes, even the graphics, the new intro. I love this new intro. It was definitely, you got to see Brie on one hand, Nikki on another hand, but obviously they always come together. So it was nice to see a lot of new changes in this season premiere. And speaking of relationships, let's go ahead and start into this new relationship, because we obviously were used to last season seeing Nikki Bella with John Cena, and we know how that ended. Not very cute. No. And then last season obviously ended with Nikki and Artem being together, and it was kind of a mystery. So I want to know, Ollie, what do you think of this relationship, and what do you think of Nikki being in LA and building her home in Phoenix?
Definitely, I kind of touched on it earlier. I really don't know what to think of it. At one part, I'm really happy for Nikki, everything that she went through. We kind of saw it also on the previous season of Total Divas and how she was still kind of struggling. Yeah. Like she, I remember she sat out of WrestleMania because of, you know, John. So it's like, no, you can't have WrestleMania without the Bellas, you know? So it was really unfortunate, right. But I just want to be happy for Nikki for sure. Though a part of me does kind of get that sense of that she even felt in this episode, oh, is she moving too fast? And Artem, you know, I feel like because of that questions brought up, that might kind of cause a little controversy with their relationship, and it worries me, but obviously I'm sure they're fine now. But, you know, I'm rooting for them. They're a beautiful couple. Like Nikki and Artem are just beautiful to look at. So I root for this couple. I ship them. Sorry, John. I'm sure he's better doing whatever he's doing.
He's right a big now. Movie star right now.
Yes, exactly. You know,
his loss.
I have to agree, but disagree at the same time. It's taking me still a little bit to get used to this new relationship. I was so used to seeing Nikki and John. It was always like Nikki and John. But yeah. Now I really see Nikki truly being happy in a relationship. You could tell she's being herself. She doesn't have to, I wouldn't say pretend, but try to live up to John's standards in a way. Mm-hmm. So I really like the fact that she's being her goofy self. They're cooking, they're living their best life. So I really love that about them. But Emily, yeah. What was your reaction when you saw Artem being cut from Dancing with the Stars?
Well, so it's interesting because like it's so hard because he was so integral to that show. And right. You know, they're both in the public eye, and so they're managing those expectations, but also trying to like be in this new relationship. And so that's a difficult thing to balance. And I do, like you said, like you guys said, I actually do love them together. She seems so much happier.
Yes.
Being in this relationship. She's laughing more. She's smiling. They're being a little bit more adventurous. She's more relaxed, actually. She isn't like kind of so regimented as she was with like John Cena. And so not just in my opinion. So I kind of feel like she's really like opening up with him. So to answer your question about getting him kind of not getting renewed for Dancing with the Stars, you know, every relationship goes through this where you're going to have like, you don't get that job or you don't get the big thing that you wanted. And so I think it's a good test for them to deal with like a big thing like this. I don't know if it was necessarily the right thing for her to be like, okay, you can move in with me.
Yeah.
I think that's a little quick, but also it just shows it's a testament to how passionately they are like in love with each other.
Right. And I think that really verified how much Artem connected with Dancing with the Stars, how big that journey was for him in his life. And he really didn't know what to do moving forward. So I felt
he was kind of lost. Yeah.
Yeah. And he was like, what do I do? I even think he was crying, if I'm not wrong. I feel like they cut it off a little bit. Yes. And I think Nikki, I feel like Nikki in a way was like, oh, just move in with me to kind of make him feel better. But Ollie, do you think that was a right move?
Was it a wrong move?
The right move.
Or wrong.
Either or.
I don't know. I feel like honestly it was the wrong move because it's a lot different to actually live with a partner. I feel like you need to give it a little bit more time and space. Give it a couple more months, girl, and then maybe ask to move in. Make sure you're moved in first and foremost to your new place, which you're trying to do, girl.
Or,
you know?
Or your house is built.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, like at least have all the things like in a row and ready.
Because let's be real, moving is probably the top three most stressful thing you'll ever do in your life. No matter what, I don't care who you are, it's the worst.
It's like moving and like building IKEA furniture.
And right. Building a relationship on top of that. So yeah. It'll be really interesting. And I feel like there's some kind of like oncoming arc between them, predictions territory. But like, obviously, Nikki, she's got her brand, her wine, her podcast. And it's going to be interesting to see how Artem kind of sees her working her butt off, whereas he's mm-hmm. kind of like, oh, I'm unemployed.
So, oh,
you know,
that's a little rough.
Yeah, it's one of those things. It's gonna be a test for them. And, you know, I think that's part of what Brie was bringing up later in the episode, was that she was kind of worried that this person mm-hmm. that they're still getting to know, Artem, they're still getting to know him, might like latch on to Nikki, and then that's it, you know, because it's so fresh and it's so new and it's exciting. So I feel like those hesitations, I think, are valid, especially, like, you know, Brie loves her and wants to protect her. So
definitely. And speaking of Brie and this move to Phoenix, we see Nikki is finally creating something on her own. Like she mentioned, she built this due to her companies and all the money that she saved. And she's finally doing something for herself, not involving another relationship, another her sister, or any of that sort. But we kind of see her going back to that and Brie saying, I thought this was going to be for yourself. And do you think Nikki, Emily, will be moving forward and changing all these things in her house based on her and Artem now? Or do you think she's going to continue to build the house based on her own opinion?
So it's hard because she kind of, like, she, like, in previous seasons, she built, like, all these rooms and these houses for, like, melded with John Cena, right? And did things right for him. And so I feel like you never really, like, break that habit, mm-hmm, unless you feel like in a relationship, unless you truly are so comfortable with yourself that you really know who you are. And so if she knows who she is and she's comfortable in that world, then she can build the house that she wants and then integrate Artem into it. But mm-hmm, not like doing it from the ground up, you know, and saying, okay, right, this is, you know. So I think there's a difference between building it with someone and adding them in later.
Right. Well, we definitely know, I'm sure, that he was more involved after this.
Yeah.
Predictions again. I definitely feel like he's going to be more involved in the whole building process and adding his, yeah, little details to that, because a lot of big moments are about to happen. We obviously know they're taking another big step in the relationship, but overall, Ollie, do you feel like Nikki has grown from being, as you quote unquote, Jonna's girlfriend and that version of her to being herself and now being in this relationship with Artem?
Totally. I completely agree with her. Definitely growing as a person, because like we've said earlier, she is so much more open. She's having so much fun, mm-hmm, with Artem. And I feel like sometimes you need to go, even though you might love that person, you need to go through a certain relationship in order to grow, in order to grow for yourself and be able to love, right, someone, love someone and be open with them, like she is showing with Artem. And, you know, sorry for the John and Nikki shippers, but I definitely think that like she is definitely grown. She's almost as if she is, I don't want to say she's like taking control in this relationship, but you kind of look as Nikki's so comfortable in this relationship. I don't know much about Artem. Right. She just seems really comfortable, and that you didn't see that, yeah, obviously with John, because John had his own rules about don't flush toilet paper down the toilet or whatever the heck he wanted, whatever he said.
Make your bed in the morning.
I'm like, oh my gosh. So clearly those rules aren't being established in this relationship. Like Artem's not doing that. Nikki's not doing that. They're just they just seem like they're just really, yeah, good. Not only like they're in love, but they seem like they're really good at companions for one another. So I definitely think she's grown.
Yeah, I think to your point, I feel like Nikki finally has her own voice in this relationship.
Yes.
She can be honest with herself, be honest with Artem. And I feel like we haven't really seen that. And so I think that is what is so starkly like different right now in this, mm-hmm, in this premiere episode.
Right. And speaking of being open, we see them go to the lingerie store and have that too fast conversation. It was definitely interesting to see her kind of show off all these outfits to him. And that,
by the way, I don't know anyone that does this.
Of course, it's Nikki Bella. What do you expect from her? But poor him, he was all shy. He was turning red. You can tell, obviously, he's never done reality shows before. So she's comfortable. He's not. So I think we're going to see a little bit more of Artem getting comfortable throughout the season. That's why I don't think we've gotten to see a lot of him. But let's talk about this moving too fast in this relationship. Emily, do you agree with Brie, her mom, that they're moving too fast?
I do a little bit. Okay. I think that she needs to just like take a breath, take a second, think about it, because she really hasn't been on her own in a really long time. And so she needs to take the time for herself. She could be in a relationship, I'm not saying that, but take the time to build her foundation. Like, she's rebuilding her foundation again. She needs to rebuild it, take care of herself emotionally, mentally, physically, And then she can take the deep dive of like, let's move in together. You know, it's different from, it's different. Like, I know she said, oh, well, we stay over every night anyway, but that's different than 24/7 and not having any space that's your own.
Right.
Right. And to Bree's point, she mentioned like, it's not like he's homeless. It's not like he's like a lost puppy.
Yeah, he has no place.
And Nikki, again, I feel like she, it was just kind of a spur in the moment where she was like, all right, just move in with me since you're not going to be in LA for Dancing with the Stars. Mm-hmm. And she didn't really think about it until after she had that conversation with Bree and her mom. But Ollie, we've seen a lot of this in past seasons of Total Bellas. The family is very involved. So do you feel like it's right for them to kind of give their advice on this new relationship and what she is doing?
I mean, this family has caused so many problems. No. I mean, I feel like in a sense, like they're totally coming from like a good loving standpoint. Obviously they want the best for the Bellas, their daughters, their sister, whatever. So, yeah. But at the same time, look, the Bellas are making money moves. They're doing their thing. I feel like they're smart enough to make their own decisions at the end of the day, despite what, who am I to think? No, but I definitely think the Bellas are going to be able to kind of like find the proper solution. You know, the family is very close. That's what's great about their family in particular. But, you know, step off, family. I think Nikki's got it. Bree, trust your sister.
Yeah.
You know, Nikki knows what she, look how like comfortable she is in the relationship. So I trust Nikki is going to make the best decision at the end of the day.
Yeah, for sure. And I was reading like a lot of comments on Twitter and on Instagram about this whole moving too fast topic. And a lot of people were saying, if it feels right, then go for it. I feel like if she has had any hesitations or any reason to question Artem or his intentions, then I understand why the rest of the family would be concerned. But like you said, Ollie, I think it's time for Nikki to really make her own decisions and really do what she wants to do in this relationship, because in her last relationship, she never really got the opportunity to do that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I think that, I think they're right where you, those comments, because she has to, you know, Nikki knows what she wants, and she's at that point where like, she's been in enough like relationships where she knows what works and what doesn't. And so she's just like, go with her heart, and you know, she'll be smart about it. Like, they're smart business women, and you know, she'll figure it out.
Exactly. So that's enough of Nikki and Artem. We have another relationship to talk about. So much more of their relationship. And let's hope that we get to know Artem a little bit more, because that's really what I'm looking forward to in this season. But before moving on, we want to thank all our AfterBuzzers for tuning in with us, especially during this hard time. We are here for you. We are here to distract you. I know it's a little bit hard for a lot of people who are, you know, in quarantine and can't socialize, especially for me. I am not that person to be inside the house, but please make sure to subscribe to our channels, you know, turn on your notifications, and we're going to be here for you every Friday at 7 p.m. talking about all the Total Bellas and all the drama that's about to happen. So make sure to subscribe and like. Don't forget to like.
Yes.
But all right, let's talk about this marriage. We're talking about a relationship now. Marriage is a whole other topic. Emily, I want to go to you because I know you're married. So
I am married. And to a wrestler. So that's like even double whammy.
So you're like, free.
But I was like, oh my God, my life. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, let's talk about this whole baby number two situation. Yeah. She feels stuck, a lot of pressure. Do you relate with Bree in this whole situation where Brian really wants a baby? He wants not just a baby, a boy, to name him after his dad and keep that last name going. How did you feel about him putting that pressure on her? Not on purpose, but her just feeling it, especially with her million and one jobs and everything that she has to do.
So, I mean, I don't have any kids. Let's just, I'll put that out there.
Do you have any pets?
I do have a pet. We have a cat. So that's a little fur baby. Right. Well, there was lots of pressure for us to adopt the cat. So
okay, there you go.
So I would say like, but obviously there's always in any marriage, unless you like spell it out completely, there's always going to be pressure to have kids. So whether you have kids, whether you don't have kids, whether you're going to the second, third, fourth, or fifth, there's always going to be like pressure. But what's hard is like, I totally understand, like, they're talking about what their goals and what their kind of aspirations were in the start of their marriage, and it's shifting, yeah. which is totally normal. It shifts as people grow and different, you know, different, just like life things happen. Like, you get different businesses, you get different jobs, things like that. So I get where he's coming from, where he's like, he wants another kid. And like, but I also hear her reservations, and really it's a choice and decision you have to make together. And if you guys aren't on the same page of your feelings and what you want to do, then like, it's just going to cause friction. And so I feel like this was an, like a really, really authentic moment. I feel like with mm-hmm. anyone that is, has, is with their life partner, that it's like, whew, this is real, because you don't want to give up the life you have. And, but also you have to make those choices, like, and you only have a limited like window of time. So.
Yeah. Right. I definitely agree with you. I think one of the things, something that she mentioned, it was really interesting to me. And Ollie, I want to get your opinion on this. Bree said, if it is weird if people don't have a second child after you already had one, do you think it's weird if people don't continue to have children after just having one?
No.
No, that is not weird at all.
It's not weird. And I'm, this is coming from someone who has like multiple siblings too. I mean, you know, I know that might cause like the only child syndrome and whatnot, but it is unfortunate because, you know, you see Brie, who at this particular moment in time, this was like how last year, right? So she doesn't want to have a kid. Time has obviously changed, but
exactly.
It really was gut-wrenching and heartbreaking to see this predicament. And Emily, I think you said it best. It's like, this is such a realistic moment. And I love just seeing kind of like the juxtaposition of Brie and Daniel in a marriage, whereas you see Nikki and Artem newly in love. So I just love seeing different dynamics. But going back to the question, like, I don't think it's weird, you know, if Brie doesn't want a child, I totally get that. But also, I also get Daniel, you know, he wants more kids. So like, you obviously, as a viewer, as a fan of both of them, I'm rooting for both of them, and I see their points. Yeah. So it's just really unfortunate. And I think, like you said, Emily, I agree that like life really has changed for them, because mm-hmm. obviously Dan and Brian's back on, you know, with the WWE. Mm-hmm. Brie, exactly.
They're traveling so much.
Yeah, and then Brie is a mom now, and so mm-hmm. your mind shifts clearly as you get older, and so what you want changes. And it's really hard, because I want them to be able to be open. And it's just really interesting, despite them being married, like they mm-hmm. haven't actually been all that open with their feelings with this, what we saw in the premiere.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. Like this, they talk a lot about communication and how, especially with what happens later with Josie, like you can mm-hmm. tell that there was a gap and a hole missing in their relationship in communicating with each other, their needs and kind of what they needed from each other. And when you're taking care of a child, like that's, you are 100,000,000% caring about that child, or, you know, you should be focusing on that, you know, right? on like raising that child. And if you're adding a second one, that's like another, you're splitting hairs here, splitting in another direction. And so it's a big decision. And, you know, they might, as you can see in these conversations in this episode, like they're not quite ready to do that yet. And mm-hmm. I'm glad they kind of finally got it all out in the open, because you have to in order to like figure out what your next steps are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And I think you also have to take into consideration the pressure that it is on Brie. One, she has to carry the baby. Mm-hmm. Two, she's already dealing with Birdie, because like she said, you know, Brian just leaves 4 or 5 days out of the week and he just comes home temporarily. That's easy for him to do, but you know, she has to manage all of her businesses while still taking care of Birdie and everything else. You know, it's so much more for a woman. She went to the OBGYN doctor to, you know, talk about why she isn't getting pregnant. She's doing all the ovulation tests, mm-hmm. you know, tracking her period, everything right pretty much. And she's like, why isn't this happening? And that's when you see her realizing, her mom even asked her, who are you doing this for? Are you doing it for yourself? Like, do you really? I don't think if she would have gotten pregnant at that moment, she would have truly even been happy.
You have to, like, that sounds weird. You have to do it when you're happy. That sounds weird. But you have to, like, you know, you have to make it, like, it has to be meaningful. You can't just do it for someone else, you know? That was my point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and not just that. It was, like, little details, like, yeah, we're trying for a boy. And
her mom's
like, that doesn't work.
That's not how it works.
Right. So I think it was definitely a reality check for her to kind of sit back and be like, who am I doing this for? Is this really the right time? Is this really what I want? And she even went to her sister and put that pressure on her, like, hey, can you give Birdie another sibling? So you can tell it was a lot for Bree. And I'm glad, you know, they had to have that conversation in order to move forward in the relationship. Mm-hmm. But speaking of a moment that was really, really sad, and you said that, Emily, I was bawling my eyes out when this happened, because I have two dogs. I know, you know, the connection, and like she mentioned, if you're a dog owner, you know how much pets really mean to you. And we see that moment where Bree is in LA with Nikki, and she finds out that Josie had a seizure and she passed away. And that was their first baby. So I want to know how you reacted, and if you can connect with that, you know, ownership of a pet and how much they really mean to you.
Yeah. So I'm getting teary eyed right now.
No.
Because, like, I know, cause we just lost our pet actually, like 2 months ago. So So sitting here watching it, I was sitting here and I'm just like bawling, and Brandon's like, are you okay? And I'm like, just Josie the dog. And then I was a mess. So I could totally relate to this moment of just like feeling helpless and not being able to be there, for your little fur baby. So, I loved how Daniel was so open, and I feel like we don't see that a lot. On television or in reality TV, where like they're so open with their emotions and feelings, and he was like breaking down crying, and it just shows that like these are like your pets are your babies. And so I hated that moment. I was so upset, but I also loved that it was super authentic and real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Ollie, I know you spoke about Brian a little bit earlier and how much he was showing the side of him. Are you surprised to see how much he's showing to the show? Because as we know, he didn't really like reality TV. He didn't like being a part of Total Divas. But I feel like in this season, or at least in this episode, he was more vulnerable. We got to see more of him actually speaking and not just, you know, Bree talking about everything that they're going through. So how did you feel about seeing his actual reaction to what happened with Josie?
Well, first of all, like, I can't even believe that. It's really unfortunate. Like, RIP Josie. I remember meeting Josie in Total Divas, like, season one, right? So
I know.
As a viewer, you remember all these connections to, like, the show that's still obviously going out in Total Divas, but that was years ago. And just, you get connected to all of these characters, even the animals. And it brought me back to one of the Total Divas episodes when Natty lost one of her cats. And it was just, it was a really bittersweet thing to see, because obviously I felt for Daniel and I felt for Bree, because they were both bawling. And it really just showed like how much admiration that they have and they care about animals, and they're just beautiful human beings. And for Daniel to also be a man on top of that, you know, men are brought up not to show their feelings. Emotions, like, Daniel, sorry, Brie, I would like to marry you now. No, but it's just like, especially like, I feel like with wrestling and WWE, this industry still can be, I feel like the women own this industry now, by the way, but I feel like they still
It's okay, you can
say. right, absolutely. But I feel like men still have this
stigma,
I guess.
Like a persona, being manly and macho.
Yeah. And for Daniel to be such a popular superstar and to have so many fans, he's not afraid to show that on freaking E. So it was very bittersweet. I felt for it, but it was a very beautiful moment that I think they both needed. They didn't need to obviously lose their pet, but Josie in a way was kind of a symbol of kind of moving on with possibly having a new child. You know, it's a blessing in disguise, and the silver lining in it is their future baby.
Yeah, I mean, I think it brought them together in this episode. It made them realize that they were lacking in some of their communication efforts, mm-hmm. and just like it helped kind of break down the wall, get them to a really low point, which is unfortunate, but sometimes you need to get there in order to say, okay, this is where we need to improve and get better. And so I think it's going to just help them in the long run connect with each other and then figure out kind of what their mm-hmm. what their game plan is.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. I think it was definitely shocking for me to see the fact that they realized how much they were lacking communication in their relationship kind of right after Josie passed. So it was interesting to me to see the fact that, wow, their dog passed away, and now it kind of forced them to have that conversation, especially when Brian mentioned, like, I already felt lonely, but Josie helped me with feeling a little bit less lonely. So that made me really sad for him, because that's when you can tell, wow, Bree wasn't really putting that much attention to him. It was, you know, she does have a lot going on. I'm pretty sure that when you have a child, it takes over your whole life, but they definitely disconnected in their marriage. And even he mentioned before, when they first got married, they were on best terms and everything, and now everything kind of shifted. So it was so interesting to see the fact that their dog made him realize, okay, we need to work on something. Do you guys, Emily, do you have an idea of maybe what they will do in the future to work on their marriage and to kind of come to an agreement on what they really want moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like they're gonna need to, because they have this loss, they're gonna have to find time for each other, like,
right.
without Birdie, like take the time away that can just be them, and they shouldn't talk about business. Like, I know, yeah. like, it's, they have to truly just, like, enjoy being in each other's company and not have, like, all the outside stuff get in the way, because that could be, like, the worst thing. So I think they need to just, like, do something fun for themselves and try to, like, help heal each other, and then find those ways that they can communicate better.
Yeah, for sure. Ollie, how did you feel about, you know, seeing their whole relationship kind of fall apart in a way, and now moving forward, when do you think how do you think they're going to react when they find out, obviously, spoiler alert, that they're going to have another baby?
Yeah, it's very interesting. I'm trying to think of, like, what the catalyst would exactly be. But I don't really know, but it's just really shocking kind of just seeing this premiere episode, because we always think, like, oh, like, it was Nikki and John who had the relationship problems, but yeah, now, and I always thought Bree, we don't gotta worry about Bree and Daniel, like, they're fine, match made in heaven, and to really see this shift. But I feel like that just, like, what typical healthy relationships go through, they go through those rough bends. I'm single, so I don't know what I'm talking about, but as going as my friends' experiences, they have those rough patches.
You know, and we watch it. It's fine.
Yeah, marriages, we watch and we drink our Bella wine. No, but we kind of see we're seeing the rough patches that marriages might go through. And obviously, I'm rooting for them. Clearly, they're going to do it. But I'm really just interested in knowing what the catalyst might be. I'll save it for predictions, though.
Yeah, I'm interested, because we know what's happening right now in real life, like, in exactly. life, so, you know, obviously, so I am interested to kind of see where,
yeah,
what's that moment that shifts, that changes, what brings them together.
Yeah, for sure. And I think they're gonna have a really long journey, because obviously we can see that they do have a lot of problems that we obviously didn't know about. But let's go ahead and move on to something more fun. Ollie, I saw that you have your wine, so let's talk about the Bellas, the businesses. They have three now: their podcast, their beauty line, and their clothing line, obviously Birdie B. So I don't know if you guys have heard it, Ollie or Emily, whoever has. Have you guys heard the Bellas podcast, and what do you guys think of them doing this podcast?
I mean, podcasts are, like, the new thing right now. No, it's been around for a while, but I feel like everyone, every every person like is getting one now, you know, like a bunch of the WWE superstars have them now. So it's just like expanding their brand. So I think it's great. I think it's just another level for them to connect with their fans and for them to tell us what's going on in their lives and businesses.
It's so smart. Like everyone has a podcast, as cheesy as it says, but it's
it's true.
But if you have a platform, you know, you constantly want to stay relevant and promote your clothing line, your wine, and obviously we want to hear them talk, we want to have them have guests, and obviously with quarantine this is a perfect time to have a podcast. You can do it with Zoom, you can do it over the phone, like you really have so many options. And I loved actually seeing them do their podcast in this episode with Artem. Even though he seemed a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, but he doesn't really like the spotlight. He needs his own little element.
Right. He's so talented as a dancer, but it's funny like how introverted he really is. But I really enjoyed seeing them they look so comfortable doing their podcast. I don't know who edits it, but I think it's so smart for them to do it. And I totally support them 100%.
Definitely, for sure. And Emily, speaking of introvert, now I have this question for you guys. We know Daniel Bryan was really an introvert, so it's kind of crazy to see who's going to be more of an introvert. Is it going to be Daniel Bryan or is it going to be Artem in this season 5?
I don't know. I mean, Artem might have a wild side that we just haven't seen yet. Really? I don't know. Maybe Artem will grow on us, but I feel like right now they're both they're very introverted. I mean, in this episode, I feel like Daniel, he was more open with everyone. But again, that could shift throughout the season. So I don't know. Maybe Artem has some fun things up his sleeve that we'll see and will open up to us.
Right. Or not so fun.
Or not so fun. I don't know. I guess so.
Well, maybe. Well, I feel like Daniel Bryan might kind of show like be more open. Obviously, he's been doing this for a while, so you've got to open up at some point with the cameras and reality television. So I feel like he definitely has to speak up a little bit more with Brie and what he wants. And I feel like they have to have their conversation. So I definitely am foreseeing a more open and direct, assertive Daniel Bryan moving forward this season.
Yeah, for sure. I'm excited to see both of them. But for me, since I've been a fan of Daniel Bryan for so long, not just because in this relationship, but as a WWE fan as well, who watches his wrestling, I love seeing him. So I'm so excited to finally to get to see like an open book more about his situation, getting back into the ring, his new storylines and everything, because he's definitely grown, not just as a person, but as a wrestler in WWE. Right.
Definitely.
But let's go ahead and move forward to our special segment. Emily and I have something fun planned for us.
Awesome. So we're going to do a little segment called Nikki versus Brie. And the hot topic of today's episode. Oh, he's already laughing.
Can't help it.
The hot topic for today's episode is going to be the discussion about whether Nikki should move in with Brie and Nikki should move in with Brie. Nikki should move in with Artem. That would be fun. And whether and who's right on that side. So whether Brie or Nikki is correct in that. So because I know they fight a lot and they're both very opinionated and they both kind of insert themselves into each other's lives. So. So Leslie, what do you think? Who do you think is correct on this side of the equation of the dilemma?
Well,
of the match. Who's gonna win this match?
Okay, yeah, let's do it as a match. Okay, I'm definitely team Nikki on this one. I am very big on love, so I think it's easy to move fast and to make decisions because you're so in the moment, you're so in love with that person, and it's a new relationship. So I gotta give it to Team Nikki for this one because
Team Nikki, okay,
she's just in love. Let her be.
All right, Ollie, what do you think?
I really want to give it to Brie because she's looking out for her sister, but I have to agree. I'm gonna go with Nikki, honestly, in this moment. I really want to go with Brie. I want to go with Brie so bad.
But go with it. Who's gonna win?
Because Nikki's gotta win. She's gonna win because she's gonna put Artem to work and help her move all the packages, start building
there
that
you
up.
Go.
Nikki,
she's gonna do this. Brie, worry about your relationship with Daniel Bryan. You know, you got your own. So Nikki, sorry, Brie, I love you still.
Emily, right,
well, for me, I'm gonna be different. I'm gonna go with Brie.
All right, be different.
I'm gonna be different, and I'm number one contender over here. And,
there you go.
No, I think Brie is just looking out, you know, looking out for her sister, just trying to be careful because, you know, Nikki's been in long-term relationships before, has made like rash decisions, has not necessarily thought things out all the time. And so she's just watching out for her sister. So I'm gonna go Team Brie.
All right,
and we can fight later.
Yeah.
Let us know whose team you are on, either Team Nikki or Team Brie for this match. But there's a lot of matches to come in this season of Total Bellas. And I know, Ollie, you have some updates for us and some news regarding Nikki and Brie.
Just some quick little updates, because obviously we're all quarantined and so are the Bellas, but Nikki and Artem are actually self-isolation in Arizona, and it's there was reading this article on E! Actually that was released yesterday, and Nikki opened up about how Brie's really helping to be there for her firstborn, and just really try to advise her, be the best, give her all the Brie Bella encyclopedia to giving birth and whatnot, what to look for, what to not. And also, Nikki's actually seeing Brie's doctor, so it's really good. And Brie's actually at 24 weeks at the moment. So those are just 24 weeks. It's crazy. I'm like, oh my gosh, time is flying.
Yeah, six and a half months. Yeah.
Right. Time is flying. So just a quick little updates on how the Bellas are doing. They are in good spirits. Obviously, they're a little worried about, you know, hospitals at the moment with COVID-19. Mm-hmm. But we are wishing them the best. Stay safe, stay healthy, wash your hands, Bellas, of course, Bella Army, you know. So we love you girls. We love you. And Artem and Daniel.
The whole Bella Army needs to wash their hands.
Yes, for sure. Absolutely. For at least 20 seconds.
Yeah.
But
sing a theme song.
Yeah, exactly.
But you can't touch.
There you go. I think we all know their theme song.
Yeah.
But now I think we've been trying to talk about our predictions for this whole entire show. So Ollie, I want to know your predictions moving forward, because next week there's going to be a little bit of heat between Mama Bella and the Bellas.
Oh my goodness. You know what? Maybe kind of reconnecting with, because I saw in the preview, they reconnect with their dad, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So I wonder if maybe that reconnection kind of inspires Brie a little bit about creating a bigger family. I don't know. I'm just giving what that preview is giving me, but maybe that's the catalyst. I'm looking for the catalyst of what's going to get baby number two for Brie. Obviously it's kind of hard dealing with broken families. In my own experience, it's really difficult. So my heart goes out to the, you know, dealing with this situation for anyone who's dealt with kind of separation with their parents. So it's gonna be really interesting to see. But I also wonder, maybe Nikki does something that really inspires Brie moving forward to have another kid. But yeah, I feel like those kids are gonna be so, like, they're gonna be best of friends, you know?
I know.
I'm so excited for them in the future.
Me too. Emily, what are your predictions for next episode or this whole season?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like we're gonna obviously see what, like you said, Ollie, what that catalyst is to, and what this change of heart is for Brie. I think we're gonna see Nikki and Artem's relationship grow and solidify and really kind of mature. I feel like right now we're still in like the honeymoon phase where things are still really like sizzling and hot. And I feel like we're gonna kind of mature a little bit and be more well-rounded in the relationship. And then I think there is going to be a little bit of family drama with Mama Bella. And I think there's going to be some friction there. And I'm interested later on in the season to see how that affects the upcoming babies.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Yeah, for sure. I predict, you know, that not only is there going to be a little bit of fight between Mama Bella, because, you know, she's the one that went through this divorce deception. She only knows mm-hmm. how she feels. We obviously know that their dad has other family living in life. So we're going to see more of her side and why they probably rated what caused this. We know the Bellas don't really have a relationship with their dad. The preview, you see him saying, like, I'm a whole other person. So I'm excited to see how their dad evolved and changed, wanted their relationship, you know, to be better with his daughter. But I also predict that Gage is going to be part of this conversation and he's not going to have it because, as you know, we know, he definitely doesn't want a relationship with his dad. So it's going to be interesting to see how the Bellas overcome, you know, the rest of the family's opinion and move forward with meeting their dad and wanting that relationship. And I think, Ali, you're right. That's definitely probably going to inspire Bree to want to reconnect with Brian and move forward with their relationship. Mm-hmm. And I also predict that baby number two for Bree is going to be an oopsie baby, not an actual, like, planned baby.
Oh,
like,
my goodness. That's perfect. I love it.
So I'm
it's usually when you stop, like, thinking about it. That's what they say. When you stop thinking about it and worrying about it, it's like, oh wow, that just happened. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I think she's going to have, like, the whole Brie thing, or Nikki thing also, like, 2 weeks late, something's happening. And then obviously, like, a week later, the same thing happens to Brie. So those are my predictions.
I love that.
Twins are in sync. So that's, like, that's wild.
Yeah. And we know the Bella's always been in sync, so of course they have to do everything together. And why not pregnancy?
Right?
But that is it for the premiere of season 5. I'm so happy to be doing this show with you guys. And I know in the future, TK is going to be joining us, so make sure you guys stay tuned for that. But let the people know where they can find you during this time to chat and talk about all this Bella drama.
Awesome. So you can find me all over on all social media platforms at Emily May Heller.
Yes, guys. And I'm Ollie Drennan. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Ollie Dreamer.
All right. And I am Leslie Cologne. And you can find me at Leslie_. And don't forget, this weekend is WrestleMania. So make sure to tune in for that. And we'll be talking about a little bit more, since you guys know the Bella Twins are in this class of 2020. So make sure to tune in next week. At 7 p.m., we'll buzz you later.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.